Welcome to the Presbycan Daily Devotional Podcast for Sunday, October the 27th, 2013, entitled The Lens, written by Julie Bowles of Barrie, Ontario, Canada, and based on Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 in the New International Version. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I recently received a copy of a picture taken by a photographer when I was presented with my developmental service worker diploma. I placed the picture on the mantel of the fireplace until I got a frame. From where I usually sit, I can see this picture clearly. Something I noticed about this picture got me thinking. In the picture are three people. In the middle is the person presenting the diploma. I am on the left, holding the diploma, and on the right is another person. We are all looking at the camera, but the ones on the right and left are both tilting our heads slightly in the direction of the person in the middle. This got me thinking, why did we both do this? I think I have a few answers to this question that can apply to our spiritual walk. As we look toward the camera, we are seeing a small lens, and we want to make sure that we fit in. Therefore, we feel that if we tilt our heads inwards, we are sure to be in the picture. We see our life and our walk through a small lens. God sees our life from all the angles and from a very wide lens. We really had no need to tilt our head inwards, as the person with the camera would have told us if we were not going to be in the picture. If we look toward Jesus, he will guide us and give us direction. Only when we look away or tilt our head from him do we run into difficulty. How amazing it is that we can align and focus ourselves with the one who has everything in place, in alignment, and in focus for us all the time. Yes, we may stray, and we may lose focus, but Jesus always has his sight set on us. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 in the New International Version reads, "Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen." Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the spiritual lessons that you show us that help us to realign with you. Thank you that you also have your eyes in focus on our family and friends who do not know you yet. Continue to give us a boldness to share your name and saving grace with a lost world. We await the day when we can stand before you and everything will come into a clear focus for us forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.